Jazz pianist Horace Parlin has always had a great feel for the blues and a gospel tinge you can trace to his growing up as the son of a minister. Both strains served him well as a member of Charles Mingus's band in the late 1950s. He played on the bassist's classic albums Blues and Roots and Mingus Ah-Um. In the mid-60s, Parlin worked with saxophonist Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Later, he settled in Copenhagen, where he still lives. Between his stints with Mingus and Kirk, Parlin was signed to Blue Note Records, where he recorded 7 albums as a leader. Those recordings have just been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
There's something about Pittsburgh. For some reason, they make really good piano players there. Earl Hines, Mary Lou Williams, Errol Garner, Ahmad Jamal, Sonny Clark, and Horace Parlin. Maybe it's something in the water that comes from all those rivers. Or maybe it's foundry smoke. Sometimes, Horace Parlin's keyboard touch and chord voicings give his playing a beautifully dusky quality, as if a soft haze had descended on the piano. In jazz, musicians set their own agendas, free to play to their strengths or sidestep their shortcomings. Pianists with small hands, trumpeters who can't hit high notes, and saxophonists uncomfortable at fast tempos can find ways to compensate so effectively, listeners may not notice a limitation. Horace Parlin was stricken with polio when he was 5 and has only partial use of his right hand. You can hear that he makes up for it, but you have to see him play to appreciate how brilliantly he does it. He'll strike a few simple chords with his right hand, using thumb and 1 or 2 fingers. His amazing left hand plays the usual low-end chords, then leaps up the keys to execute some short melodic line before heading home. That keeps him close to the center of the keyboard, one reason his sound often has that dark, muted air. His technique is strictly homemade, but he uses it to support traditional concepts. Horace Parlin with George Tucker on bass and Ray Barreto on congas. Good as Parlin is as a frontman, he really excels in the background, goosing along a horn soloist. He has a drummer's timing and sure instinct for placing accents. His own drummer, on all but one of the sessions he recorded for Blue Note between 1960 and 63, is the overlooked Al Harewood. He's from Brooklyn, but Parlin dug him because he took after the greatest drummer ever to come from Pittsburgh, bebop pioneer Kenny Clarke. When Parlin and Harewood link up, it's almost like having 2 drummers in the band. Listen to them backing tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine, who's also from Pittsburgh. Thank you. Horace Parlin's ideal tenor saxophonist was the late Booker Ervin. They played together in Charles Mingus' band, on a few of Ervin's records, and on Parlin's last two Blue Note sessions. The pianist's down-home blues and gospel sense was a perfect fit for the saxophonist's Texas tenor shout. They'd met when Ervin spent a few months in Pittsburgh. The sessions they made together are a fitting climax to the new 5-CD box, The Complete Blue Note Horace Parlin Sessions. It's yet another meticulously produced and annotated gem from the mail-order house Mosaic Records, who are in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, it's not like everything good has to come from Pittsburgh.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the complete Blue Note Horace Parlin Sessions on the Mosaic label.